This is Coastal Connection, a spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have Zach Eichels. He is a Florida Tech graduate student, graduating with a major in sustainability, and right now he's interning with the Satellite Beach Sustainability Board. Also, Professor Ken Lindemann, he's a professor with the sustainability program, and he is the program chair here at Florida Tech. Let's start out with talking about a big event that's coming up. Dr. Lindemann, can you tell us the details?
Sure. We're very pleased to help make folks aware that on October 19th, doors opening at 6:30, the event is 7 to 8:30, there will be a opportunity to attend a symposium on the issue of why sustainability. This will be at the Gleason Auditorium on the Florida Tech campus, Thursday, October 19. There will be updates on Indian River Lagoon issues, and there will be opportunities for question and answers for the community. This event is being sponsored by the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute at Florida Tech and the Brevard Indian River Lagoon Coalition.
What exactly is sustainability?
The event is entitled Why Sustainability. In the context of this event, we're talking about approaches by many governments and businesses using best practices in sustainability that involve highly interdisciplinary tools to synergize separate resources to help local governments do important things economically as well as environmentally, decrease operational costs, reduce economic and social risk, and improve organizational efficiency. As seen in Satellite Beach and other communities around the state, sustainability boards and other government initiatives along these lines improve city performance on major issues such as energy and climate, water and land use, transportation, and have great potential for the Space Coast and elsewhere in Florida.
Zach, you work with the City of Satellite Beach Sustainability Board. Can you tell us some of the things that you are addressing?
Sure. Over the past year and a half that I've been interning with the board has been taking on initiatives to better optimize the city and its efficiency and give citizens the chance to really improve their community. Some of the initiatives going on right now are the installation of bat houses to improve bat habitat and reduce mosquito populations without using harmful sprays. The Logos Community Garden, the city's first community garden, is something that the city can enjoy and their residents can come and plant their own plants and grow their own food at DeSoto Park. That should be opening up within the month. Solar panels on City Hall to reduce operating costs and allow the city to be an example for solar, which has grown so much over the last few years across the nation. And speaking on solar, the Pelican Beach Park is going to have its first solar canopy installed soon that will allow the city, when they host events there, have vendors plug into that power and take it, you know, clean and renewably. And then one of the other things the city and the board are working on are bioswales, actually, to help improve the health of the Indian River Lagoon with rainwater and whatnot. So yeah, those are some of the things going on right now with the city and the board.
Once again, this is Why Sustainability, and it happens on Thursday, October 19th. It's at the Gleason Performing Arts Center. It is free, but you do need to register. You can go to Eventbrite, and if you just search Why Sustainability, then you can fill out the information and your name will be on the list.
It's worth mentioning that Satellite Beach has a variety of other initiatives. We've moved very rapidly, very efficiently due to some extraordinary city staff and extraordinary folks like Zach and an array of other people working on this. A big focus is in reducing costs for cities. This is much bigger than the environment. This is, you can't get the environmental protection right if you don't get the economics to balance. So a big focus in 21st century sustainability is to decrease expenses while increasing revenues indirectly or directly via a variety of best practices that we'll discuss a lot more on Thursday, October 19th.
Go to Eventbrite and search Why Sustainability. The event is on October 19th here at the Gleason Performing Arts Center on the Florida Tech campus.